Last night in Longmont, City Council members there, along with city staff, made a public presentation on a proposed oil and gas drilling agreement with Top Operating and Cub Creek Energy. The proposal would prohibit surface drilling within city limits, but it would still allow fracking through horizontal drilling under city property. City officials presented a timeline of the agreement with Top Operating going back to July 2012, when City Council approved the master contract with Top. Then in November 2012, voters overwhelmingly approved a total ban on fracking within city limits. There were two lawsuits that resulted in that, filed against Longmont by the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state regulatory agency, and the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. In 2016, the state Supreme Court ultimately overturned the voter-approved fracking ban. And since that court ruling, fracking has been possible in Longmont, and negotiations have been happening since then between the city and Top Operating and subsequently Cub Creek Energy. Dale Rademaker, who's the general manager of Longmont's Public Works and Natural Resources Department, told last night's crowd that the new proposed agreement would phase out oil and gas facilities within city limits.
And at the end of the day, that's what this agreement is working to do, is to push the surface operations to the greatest distance that we can, without defeating their legal right to access their minerals. It also requires Cub Creek to immediately withdraw their force pulling application before it is ever heard by the state, and the city would subsequently withdraw all of our statements of opposition to that. So we unravel ourselves in the legal world with regards to the force pulling.
Forced pooling is when a drilling company can force a lease on a mineral rights owner to lease their oil and gas. And there are currently two forced pooling applications against the city of Longmont and its minerals, and they're in front of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. City officials said last night that if they don't come to an agreement with Top Operating and Cub Creek Energy before the June 11th COGCC meeting, they could be forced into a less favourable agreement due to forced pooling. Longmont Mayor Brian Bagley likened it to a deal with the devil.
If we don't sign this agreement, drilling will occur either on the swim beach in the Cooster property, or maybe we get lucky and they'll drill up north in Union. Up northeast of Union. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll just do it on our own and we'll save 1.9 million. But we have the Suffolk, the Greenhorn, the Jay, the Lions, the Codell. We have all those other pieces. Now, if we sign this, we have drawn the line in the sand and kept them east of Boulder County. Because they cannot frack, because of the oil and gas order, the oil and gas regs, they cannot drill in Longmont. They would have to jump Longmont and drill in Boulder. But the closer you get to the mountain, the shale pinches off. Doing this makes it so it becomes prohibitively more expensive to go into Boulder County. Matter of fact, if all cities did this contract and did what we did somehow, Lafayette, Louisville, Broomfield, Fort Collins, Loveland, Burford, if everybody did this, a line would be just down the Front Range and fracking would be stopped. So I'm going to turn the time over to city staff, but the question that I hope to hear from you is, what would you have us do?
After the city's presentation, officials answered questions that had been submitted from members of the public. Many people asked why the city doesn't pursue further legal avenues to support the voter-approved fracking ban. Assistant City Attorney Dan Kramer addressed this issue.
Y'all have been bringing this one up all night. It doesn't revive the charter amendment. We've spent a lot of time telling you why it can't. But it's also fair to acknowledge that it doesn't. And that's not part of what it does. It does not create any new avenue for fracking, in my opinion, but it doesn't stop it. So if you see the direction to the city from 2012 of the charter amendment being to stop fracking, this does not accomplish that.
Under the proposed agreement, Top Operating would plug and abandon 8 active wells and would abandon or remove flow and gathering lines associated with those wells. In addition, they would relinquish 11 future drilling sites and they would abandon 80 potential well permits all within city limits. They'd also agree to never again drill within city limits. And Cope Creek Energy, the other company involved, would also commit to forever relinquishing any right to drill inside Longmont city limits or on city-owned property. But that would only happen if the state approves Cope Creek's proposed well location in Weld County, which is northeast of Union Reservoir. As we have heard, the proposed agreement does not stop fracking within the city limits of Longmont, but rather it stops surface drilling within city limits, with reserves under Union Reservoir being accessed through horizontal drilling. Michael Belmont was one of the Longmont activists who helped pass the ballot measure that banned fracking in 2012. He says that while he would prefer an outright ban on fracking, he understands the city's position.
I'm supportive of what they've done, and I believe, especially with this council, that there's absolutely a majority that would love to see fracking banned, not only in Longmont, but probably statewide. But so I'm confident that this is truly the best, with a gun to your to their head, you know, under many of these circumstances. And the truth of it is, and there are many that are, well, how shall I call them, fundamentalists, in the sense that they want all or none. Why don't you just ban fracking and do another lawsuit and so on? Well, that's already been adjudicated, and the Supreme Court has ruled against us, and that kind of thing, though I would normally be supportive of that and encourage a council to be bold and do so, but there's a certainty that that would be dismissed out of hand with a summary judgment, and it would not even, it would almost certainly not result in a delay, even a delay. And they are truly under the gun, because if we don't do this now, in early June, the COGCC will grant a forced pooling, which will, then we'll have nothing. We will truly be royally fracked around Union Reservoir, which at least this agreement pushes all fracking out of the city and away from that water body, certainly from the surface operation perspective.
Now, there were several questions asked around what can citizens of Longmont do to stop fracking, and there seemed to be some ideas put forward, many of them focusing on elect new state legislators, because that's the only place we're going to get change. As somebody who's been involved at a grassroots level here in Longmont, I mean, what are your thoughts on what people in Longmont can do on this?
Well, that's a timely statement, obviously, because it's easy to offload this to a city council and vilify them by saying you should be banning this. It's all or none. You're making a deal with the devil. But that's kind of offloading it from our own responsibilities, which you make reference to, and that is right now we can and should be aggressively supporting candidates that we know will bring bills at the legislature to limit fracking, and will vote on such bills and support them. So that's absolutely one thing. Another thing is that there are lawsuits that are pending. There are lawsuits that are being contemplated to further this. There is direct nonviolent civil disobedience, which all of these are prongs that should be going on simultaneously. And if wherever you feel like you can best serve, and I think the point I'm making is that it's easy to say what other people should be doing, i.e. city councils that must work within the confines of the legislature and the laws, as onerous and unfair and as these laws may be.
That's Michael Belmont. He was one of the activists in Longmont who helped pass the 2012 ballot measure that banned fracking. Speaking there about the proposed agreement between the City of Longmont and Top Operating. But not everyone is supportive of the City Council's proposed agreement with the oil and gas company. Many in attendance at last night's meeting and the previous week's City Council meeting were critical of City Council for not further defending the voter-approved fracking ban or pursuing other legal options. There were also critics of the entire process in which the city has formulated the agreement and calls for more public input. Longmont City Council is scheduled to vote on the agreement at next Tuesday's meeting. That's May 22nd, and public comment will be allowed then. Details of the proposal is on the City of Longmont's website.